Time now, the Bonusa pregame show, to visit with Tom Ceritori, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Tom, if you had to pick one reason why you're 6-0 in the league right now, what would it be?
I think scoring the first goal really helps, Schultz. I mean, when you start with a lead, mostly in a sport where typically it's the first team to 3 wins, it sure helps.
A week ago, I'd asked you about your relative lack of scoring from your third and fourth lines, and you get a couple from them last Saturday. How much over the years have you noticed that one or two goals from those lines just kind of feeds into more?
Big time. It's confidence, Schultz. And like I said in the paper today, too, it's gravy. And when you can get secondary scoring, it's so uplifting for your team.
On to Michael Bitzer in elite company right now with his record for shutouts and some of his other records that he will hold by the time he's done here. Is he a stats and a records kind of a guy, or haven't you had that conversation with him?
I never talk about that with any of our players, Schultz. I think every guy, though, to a certain degree, is probably a stats kind of guy. I think it's human nature. I don't care what sport it is. These guys are team guys first, though. But I think everybody wants, good individual stats.
Goals against and save percentage numbers have, the benchmarks have deviated here over the last 10 or 20 years. Shutouts is one that never will. To have that record before November 1st of his junior year, that's impressive, isn't it?
It is. It is, Schultz. And just tells you he's a money goaltender, he's such a competitor. And it's amazing, actually. He has that record right now because he's still relatively young.
And I think of great goalie schools. First one that comes to mind is Wisconsin. There's a couple of Ivies over the course of the last couple of decades that have been really good, but you've had some really good ones too. When you're looking at potential goalie recruits, what sorts of things are you looking for?
Well, the first thing we want is we want guys who play a lot of junior hockey. We want guys who have just played so much junior hockey. They've played, again, whether it's over 100 games in their career. I think that helps because, again, I think, they're definitely, they're battle-tested, and I think once you have a battle-tested goalie, that's the first thing. Second thing, you want athleticism or size, this day and age, one or the other, And the other thing is we want somebody who's old, and that probably goes along with somebody who's played a lot of junior games. We just think, again, the more experienced they are, the more they've played, the more mentally tough they are, and the quicker they're going to adapt.
Some schools have goalie coaches. You haven't since you've been here. Who does the bulk of the teaching?
Our volunteer does, and our volunteers every year, whether it's been a GA or a volunteer, they've been our goalie coach. And some have been goaltenders, some haven't been, and that's not a big deal. The biggest thing is that you watch video with them, you work with them, and they gain a lot of trust in you. So I think that's one thing we've done, and we've done a good job. I stay away from it. I don't really say too much to the goaltenders. I never have. The only thing I ever tell our goalies, I want them to be obviously out on the arc, and I want them to try to look a little big on any shot coming from outside the dots. That's the biggest thing right there. It's the only thing I really say right there is that, because right when you're outside the dots, so many of these goalies right now, Brian, are butterfly goalies, and they get beat short side a lot outside the dots, and it's a killer goal. And just look a little big, cut off your angle right there and just don't get beat outside the dots. Other than that, I don't say anything to them.
More Tom Ceritori when we return. Bonusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Bonusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network, part two with head coach Tom Ceritori. When does the process for getting ready for a trip to Alaska start as far as sleep, nutrition, hydration, all that kind of stuff?
I think it just starts the week you're going, Schultz, because we're always worried about the team that we're playing the weekend before. So obviously our hotels are done in May, as you know, and our meals are done a couple weeks before and, those types of things. But no, you hope that the guys are always eating properly. They're always hydrated. They understand that how important it is on any trip to stay hydrated and drink a ton of water. So, we don't really get into it too much, Schultz, until, the week of, because, again, we're so wrapped up in obviously the team we're playing the week before.
You've done this long enough. Have you found any secrets for getting over jet lag?
Well, I don't think it's bad. I don't think it's as bad right now, Schultz, going west sometimes. I really don't. Sometimes, again, going east can be a little more difficult at times. But it hasn't been bad. I think it's almost easier here than it is in Colorado because, the altitude in Colorado, as we know, can be pretty difficult. But we've been pretty good coming up here. And, again, I'm not talking about wins and losses as much as we've had good energy up here, Schultz. And, again, I can't really put a finger on it, but, biggest thing is that I think the guys get tired at night where they actually go to bed. Because, again, if it's 11 o'clock, we all know it's 2 o'clock in the morning back home. So they're in bed. Conversely, I think we realize, too, you know, a lot of them are getting up at 7:30 or 8, you know, which is when you're on the road, it's kind of early, you know, but it is 10 or 11 back home. So I just think, again, they're getting the proper sleep when they're here, I guess, is what I'm getting, Schultzy, because I do know that they're pretty darn tired at night.
Is it harder the week after a trip out here?
Yes, it's a very good point, Schultzy. It is. It's definitely tough the week after. That's why we have a rule in our league that if you go to Alaska, you're either off the next weekend or you're at home. But obviously this year that's not the case, but that's kind of why we have it.
That all changed, though, once the league restructured the playoffs and took a week away from the regular season, correct?
No, not this one. This was the way it was. It really was. It was actually the Alaska Anchorage game was moved because of it, but this was the way it was. And sometimes, and I get it, sometimes, again, scheduling is so difficult. And they just said, hey, we can't – this is the only way we can do it. So we kind of got dealt kind of a bad hand right there, but you can't whine about it. You just play, and that's what we're doing.
The Nooks have had some stud defensemen over the years. Is that the case again this year?
Yeah, they got good defensemen. You know what? They're always a good defensive team. They got good defensemen. They're usually big. They got guys that can shoot. But they're a team right now that's still they're a skating-based team, and they try to take advantage of the big Olympic ice that they play on.
You've changed how you're getting your defensemen involved in the offensive end of the game. How have you noticed teams defending you differently?
I don't think they are right now, Schultzy, because, again, we're pretty active with our defensemen, but it's still not to the point where we're active all the time. Still, the situations have to arise. We're still trying to obviously get better at it. But I think you're going to start seeing more and more teams be cognizant if we're high cycling or D-diving to stay with their guys a little bit. But I'm telling you, it doesn't matter. You can sit there and be cognizant of something, but if they're still puck-focused or mesmerized by the puck, and they might have been told 6, 7, 8 times during the – you know, during the course of the week that this is going to happen. You know, that's what happens. And you know, that's you create misdirection. But, again, you hope that they do get puck focused, and that allows you an offensive opportunity.
Can your defensemen be more involved offensively on big ice, or do they need to really pick their moments even more?
Well, they actually can be more active. I think, Schultzy, you'll see this weekend are in the offensive zone. I think you're going to see our defensemen actually probably do more high cycles and D-dives because of the extra 7.5 feet on each side. Because I know when we were in Northern a couple of weeks ago, our D were pretty darn active. You'll notice Brett Beauvais will really be active because he's got those instincts anyway. And that's a lot of it, too. You know, the guys that have those instincts, you're going to see them be more active. And you're going to see Beauvais, you know, really be active just because, again, that's what kind of player he is right there. And I think you'll see him even more this weekend.
Fairbanks is the third most penalized team in the league, Tom. You're the least penalized team. How's the power play need to dictate the weekend?
Well, I mean, bottom line is you got to stay out of the box. And, you know, your power play's got to deliver. Your power play's got to deliver every weekend. And if they don't deliver, your penalty kill's got to deliver. But so many of these games, Schultzy, come down to special teams. And, you know, you just have to make sure, again, that, you know, you win the special teams battle. Because if you do, there's a good chance you'll win the game.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultzy.
Tom Ceratore, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next here on the Beaver Radio Network.